understanding RSS, finally, and some homework, and a last five and five on this episode number 71 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hopefully we're going to get through this. Welcome to, oh boy, sound like I'm 13. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your extremely sore-throated, is that even a word? Sore-throated horse would be better. No, I'm not a horse. Anyway, I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. And I thank you for tuning in. Hang in there with my voice. It's really scratchy and kind of squeaky today, but consequently, it's going to be a short show. If you'd like to email me, it is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in your comments, 888-563-3228. If you'd like to find out more about our hours of tutorials and our hundreds of resources, check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to listen to past shows, those are kept right over there at schoolofpodcasting.net, which you can also link right to at the top of schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks again for tuning in. What I'm going to do today is we've got a last five and five from John Wall of The M Show. And I want to answer a common question that I get a lot. Excuse me. And that is, and this was really when I first got into podcasting late in 2005, this was the thing that threw me for a curve. RSS and XML. So I've got a couple analogies here. Because, and for all the super, uber, techie guys, I'm going to kind of make some mass generalizations here, so don't freak out and start sending me emails. Dave, you're an idiot. All right, but I'm going to make it so it kind of gets the point here. So I got an email from a guy this week. Dave, I don't get it. I've read all these books. I've done all this stuff. And when I go to people's websites and I click on the little XML button, and gobbledygook comes up, right? And I was with you. I'm so used to clicking on things on the internet and having something come up that I could read that I was just like, well, that's got to be wrong. And here's the key. That is not wrong. A raw XML file, when you look at it, is ugly. It's gobbledygook. Okay? Now, when you look at it and you say, well, that's an RSS feed, here's how I view RSS. Now, whether or not this is accurate, it works for me. Okay? I'm going to use the analogy of radio. Okay, radio transmits or broadcasts, take your pick, a signal that is then heard when it goes into a receiver that decodes the signal. All right, so far so good? Okay, transmits, signal, decoder, radio, catcher, right? An XML file is the signal. It is what keeps the listener contacted to what's going on back at the radio station. Okay? The XML file is the signal. It is what the listener uses to keep in contact with the podcaster. Now, another analogy you can use, and then RSS in my book is a verb. Really simple syndication. So you communicate, you transmit, shall we say, your XML file via RSS. So transmit RSS, that is how that information, either the signal or the XML file, gets to the listener. Now another analogy you could think of is, if you've ever seen any kind of old history or old westerns, they had what were called player pianos. And you would get this scroll, and it was just this paper on a roll that was just, looked like somebody shot it with a shotgun. All these holes. And you would feed it onto this player piano, and you would hit start. And the holes, when they went into the player piano, represented each key on the piano. And it would then play itself. Okay, now if you looked at that scroll, it didn't make any sense at all. Zero. Like, what the heck is this? Much in the same way, when you look at an XML file, You go, what the heck is this? It's just gobbledygook, and it's orange, and it's black, and it's blue, and you're like, what? Okay? But when you take that scroll and put it in the piano decodes it to where it makes sense. Well, in the same way, you can take that XML file and put it into iTunes. You can put it into Juice. You can put it into whatever iPod or X is called now. Whatever your favorite pod-catching software is. And it decodes it to where it makes sense. Now, when you add a new episode in your podcast, you don't replace old information. You add to it. And a lot of people think, well, that's going to make that file really, really big eventually. Because we're used to, like, Word documents and things like that that actually get big in size because we're adding pictures and things like that. No, it's a text file. You can add lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of episodes, and that file really isn't going to be that big. So again, your XML file per Dave, per a mass generalization here, is the signal that is put into the decoder, better known as a podcatching software. Right now, iTunes owns about 70 to 80%. You know, 70, 80% of your listeners are using iTunes. With that in mind, do not just put the iTunes link out there. See, because most people click the iTunes thing, the little link that you've put up there, and it launches iTunes if you have it installed, and it brings up a page, and it either automatically subscribes you, or it puts the subscription button right in front of you, and you can click on it. With that in mind, you still need to put a raw XML file out there. You don't want to sneeze away 30% of your audience, so keep that in mind as well. But, so iTunes, we'll just say for now, is the decoder, is the piano, to the piano scroll, to the signal of the radio. You know, so that's what the listener is using to decode the XML file via RSS, which is kind of like transmitting the signal to the listener. So I hope that clears that up. I know it's kind of a podcasting 101 question, but I get it a lot, and I thought I would throw it out here. Now, I've mentioned some things like putting an iTunes link on your blog. If you don't know how to do that, that's the kind of tutorials you have out at theschoolpodcasting.com. If you're having problems with your RSS file, I've got a troubleshooting tutorial that shows you the common mistakes that people are making with RSS that I see. So, and this is how the tutorials come about. People ask me questions and I go, you know what, that's about the third time I've heard this. It's time to make a video. So that's what's going on at theschoolpodcasting.com. Our last 5 and 5 today is from John Wall of The M Show. And this was recorded out in California last year at the Podcasting Expo. I did a ton of these. So, you know, I've been doing one a week, but I've seriously got probably 50 of these. So we keep going through. And what this is, it's just, again, if I just walk up to somebody and say, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? I'm sorry. And it's not so much what were your favorites. What were the last 5 that you listened to? So here is my conversation with John from The M Show. We're here with John from The M Show. He's accepted the challenge, of course, of the last 5 and 5. So what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to or watched?
Rumor Girls. I checked that on the way out. Let's see. What else was on the list? C.C. Chapman's Accident Hash, number 2. Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, number 3. Kamikaze, comic book podcast out of Boston. Some local New England podcasters.
That's why we do this. I've never heard of that.
Get stuff you never heard of. Let's see. And 5th one... let's see.
This is the bonus.
And this is it's getting tough here. I'm going deep now. I'm trying to think of something that I really like that I caught driving in the car. Barack Obama, the politician. Yeah, you know, don't always agree with the politics, but the guy's a great speaker. Barack Obama is a senator out of Chicago and rumored possible presidential candidate. So he does, yeah, like 10 minutes every week. It's good stuff.
Now, where can we find The M Show?
The M Show is at themshow.com.
Is it that actually is
Them Show? Them Show, yes. That's a joke that gets made now. themshow.com.
And what is that? What can we expect when we get there? What's your show?
10 minutes of news, talk, and entertainment. So it's a short format program, perfect for your ride to work, work safe. We cover news, talk, and entertainment. So marketing, tech news, talk is just whatever is kind of hot today. And entertainment, cover books, DVDs, and stuff like that.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, now the other thing I want to point out here is... the Kamikaze comic book podcast that he pointed out, I believe, is fanboyradio.libsyn.com. The problem is, I went to Podcast Alley, I went to Podcast Pickle, I did Google. I cannot find a, quote, kamikaze podcast. So this is something to think about. If that's your podcast, you got to make sure that you're putting that name in your either your description, as well as obviously in the name of the podcast. And also, if your podcast has some sort of fun name, like the Barack Obama, which is O-B-M-A, on your website, be sure to, in your keywords, not only spell it correctly, but put in all the misspellings as well. On another podcast I do, I was looking for a musician. Her name is Christine. I was spelling it with a K because that's how my ex-wife used to spell it. She uses a C-H. So again, if you're doing any kind of fun name with your podcast, be sure on your website, in your keywords, or in your description somewhere, you know, typically a misspelling would be in keywords because those aren't going to show up visibly. Those are more for search engines. And I'm kind of getting super geeky here. So if you have any questions on that, again, as always, my contact information is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. I do thank you very much for tuning into the podcast. You can find our show notes at schoolofpodcasting.net. You can find all the tutorials I mentioned and much, much more, schoolofpodcasting.com. And with that, we're going to call it a day before my voice completely goes out. And I appreciate you putting up with my kind of scratchy voice today. I sound like Kathleen Turner. And I'll have a link to all five of those podcasts that John mentioned. Thank you very much to John. Speaking of that, let's see if John has a promo at his website.
Live from Boston, it's The M Show.
Well, it's not really live, but it is 10 minutes of business talk and entertainment from Boston. We'll talk about the latest news. There's a quick talk section. Over in entertainment, we'll talk about books and DVDs to feed your brain. Don't worry, it's work safe in only 10 minutes. Check us out at themshow.com, www.themshow.com. And thanks for listening.
And sticking with the school theme, do that today. Go to Google and see if you can find your podcast. Now, I just went to Google, typed in quotation marks, The M Show, end quotation mark, and then typed the word promo, and it came right up because it wasn't on his front page and a couple other places I normally look, podcast promos. I couldn't find one there, so I went to Google and it was there. So see if you can find your podcast. See if you can find your promo in case somebody wants to play your promo. And there you go. That's today's homework. Hope that works for you. Also, thanks to Ed from edsmixedbag.com podcast. He had sent me a note saying, hey, I really liked the idea you had about bookmarks that was in the last show. And Ed, thank you very much. I was actually on a podcast with Ed at thebigbreakpodcast.com. You can check out that show where we're using TalkShoe, which I may talk about in a future podcast. But at this point, I'm going to give my voice a rest. And say thank you very much. And until we meet again, everybody, class dismissed. If you're on the East Coast, drive safe.
Introducing the biggest podcaster contest ever. In February, PodcastPickle.com will have a giant Easter egg hunt on our site, all to celebrate the new updated Podcast Pickle. Pickle 5. Whoever is first to find the hidden Easter egg on PodcastPickle.com is the winner. The winner gets the whole prize package of cash, products, and advertising. The growing list of prizes includes 6 months subscription to the School of Podcasting, a month's worth of stream hosting, a year's worth of banner ads on PodcastPickle.com, Xbox 360 button, podcast interview on the front page of Podcast Alley, branded podcatcher, a box of podcast crap, Pop Current t-shirt, the Bitterest Pill CD, an autographed copy of Tricks of the Podcasting Master, Podcast Pickle hat, autographed hardcover illustrated copy of The Pocket and the Pendant, $5 in cash, secret prize by Kimi, free tuition at audiocourses.com, Second Life package by Radioactive, analysis of your website to increase traffic, Barely Podcasting promo play, a Poo Poo Player Pro and 1 free month animated advertising on the free Poo Poo Player, 2 bottles of Entertainer Secret Throat Relief, a voiceover package from Madtown Audio Productions, and a box of stuff from Iota PromoNet. Let's see, am I forgetting anybody? Oh yeah, and the biggest prize of all, $500 in cash from PodcastPickle.com. Thousands of dollars in prizes. And a whole lot of fun. The Easter egg hunt on PodcastPickle.com. Coming in February. Go to PodcastPickle.com for all the details.